I bloody love live music. As someone who's been going to live gigs since I was like 13, it's a huge part of my life, but there's also a major ugly side. I mean, assault, both physically and verbally, it's so damn common. But the music industry is fighting back. New initiative Your Choice was launched yesterday to address the growing cultural issues about negative behaviour and call for personal and collective responsibility. Joining you now is Rhett McLaren from Unified, who is supporting the cause. Good morning, Rhett.
Good morning, Sophie. Great to have you to be here.
I'm so glad. So for people who don't know, what is Your Choice?
So Your Choice is a collective industry-supported group that's got together to create a campaign to address social behavioural issues at events and also improve and promote personal accountability when entering like large gatherings of people, whether that be in like venues and also events. And I mean, the broader scope is that we'd hope it's an industry, music industry backed campaign at the moment, but the hope is that we could it would filter out to larger scale events of all types. So yeah,
I mean, like, most punters very well behaved, but it's those few little ones that just mar entire event. Like, what kind of behaviors are we talking about here?
It's just things that ultimately affect impacts the experience of others, and also, and in saying that, it's also the experience of the event promoters and security firms and anyone that's working on the event. So behaviours like anything from catcalling to hurt, like a lot of ones, the big ones, projectiles and throwing things at stage and intoxication. Even like one of the groups that are getting behind and supporting it is the Art Centre down here in Melbourne, and they've just seen, yeah, just things that ultimately impact others' experience. And the main thing is just that people become more accountable of their actions and their just choices, and are made more aware of what's accepted and expected behaviour, I guess, when entering these spaces. It's a bit of a two-way relationship. It's not just up to the events. We work really hard and tirelessly all year to provide safe environments, and we sort of expect some sort of partnership in return that is ultimately looking out for the welfare of everyone in that space.
For sure. I mean, there was that festival in Europe that had to like cancel itself due to the amount of assaults that occurred at one event. How do you stop? Like, you want to keep running like amazing festivals, but when something like that happens, when is that the point when you go, enough is enough?
Yeah, a good one was like, I think what's happened, and part of this campaign is that it's raising awareness is one. And I think what's happened with social media and just media in general, and this discussion around this topic, is that these issues are coming to light more. We were talking yesterday in the launch about the fact that the question was raised, do you think these things are increasing? And I don't know if they are, but we definitely know we're learning more about them. And what is great about this campaign is we're opening the door for more people to come forward and make sure that we are starting to track just how prevalent or not prevalent this issue is. But it's definitely, when it does happen, it's a massive impact on multiple people and those involved. So it's an awareness campaign that we want to just get as many people to come forward so we can see what's going on. And then we have a chance to, through education, to just sort of inform our audience of what's expected of them and what's accepted.
Part of it is also like calling out bad behavior. So many of us, especially women, you know, you see bad behavior, you just keep quiet because you don't want to get involved, and suddenly you're in the middle of it and you don't want that. What's a safe way to kind of call it out without becoming, I don't know, victimized in the process?
Yeah, absolutely. This is part, so it's a two, we're sort of setting up Your Choice. We're working on two levels at the moment. It's still early days and we're so excited that it's actually been launched, and the industry support's been absolutely overwhelming. So it's coming at a good time. The first thing is the awareness, so getting people aware of it. And then the second part of the whole campaign is setting up an information resource where best practice can be shared amongst event promoters. And it's like, there's some things that happen at events where there's like helper huts or social workers are roving, that is that point of contact that and just educating new event organisers and existing ones of best practice around information transfer on site. And that's exactly right. Like when you see an incident as a punter, you sometimes feel powerless and also intimidated by security. So we're trying to look at ways of maybe, yeah, just sharing experiences of what has worked and what is the fastest way to get a message to someone that can help, whether that be identify people in certain uniform or whether they've got bibs or certain coloured shirts, or there's a whole range of things that I think individual events have sort of implemented, but as for a shared resource and shared experience of what's worked and what's been most effective for raising awareness of issues within an event space quickly so they can be resolved, is definitely something that, yeah, I know the awkwardness when you see something, and that's, I think the more people and patrons feel comfortable that we're all, this campaign and the messaging and the sort of code of conduct that we're going to roll out, that we're all prescribing to these rules and to raise the awareness of if any of those are being sort of, someone's being impacted negatively, that they've got a voice and they can quickly, and then everyone on site that's working in some functional role will be aware of this and briefed on this and be able to help and support when they're raised an issue that they've seen.
Yeah. Another issue is when you're in a crowd situation, it's hard to manoeuvre out to get help. Is there any way to also kind of get around this?
It is a challenging one that we, I guess, with the collective group, because we've got, it's incredible the support already, like most of the major festivals in the country. I think you've seen on the press release, there's a lot of support, and it will be about sharing what they've found effective in those places. There's security guards watching from the barrier, there's on events and CCTV's cameras, something you can implement for, but that's all post. You're right, like working on those strategies and what has worked and what hasn't worked and how we can get, but ultimately, like, this is why we're going to go out with a front-facing sort of awareness campaign, because the thing that can influence these sort of situations the most is peer-to-peer support. So if someone is in a crowd and is in an awkward situation, somewhere that they feel uncomfortable, the best person in that realm that can help them immediately is either their nearest friends or even just randoms that see something that's wrong and then call it out or help that person through whatever issues they're having.
Yeah. Now, biggest challenge, I mean, next weekend, Splendor in the Grass.
Yeah, yes, massive, big event.
Yeah, is your choice going to have a presence there?
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely. That's sort of the push to get this out, and we've been working on it since January, was to aim to do the launch yesterday, which was incredible, and there was amazing support by media there that recorded on it. By Splendor be the flagship event that sort of rolls it out because of its national influence and its national, it's a national gathering effectively. People come from all over the country to see that event. So it's a perfect platform to, yeah, launch it. Launched in the media yesterday, and then, yeah, next weekend we get this platform to, roll it out there. So there'll be plenty of on-site support and on-site awareness around the event and, what your choice is all about.
Well, I look forward to seeing you guys there and seeing what happens. But Gret, thank you so much for joining us here today to talk about your choice.
No worries. Thanks for having me on.